Recorded Books and RB Digital present The 100 Lies of Lizzie Lovett by Chelsea Sidoti, narrated by Jessica Almacy. Chapter 1. The First Thing. The first thing that happened was Lizzie Lovett disappeared, and everyone was all, "How can someone like Lizzie be missing?" And I was like, "Who cares?" A few days later, there was talk about Lizzie maybe being dead, and it was still kinda boring, but not totally boring, because I'd never known a dead person before. After that, I started to get fascinated by the whole situation, mostly because I noticed a bunch of weird stuff, which was how I figured out Lizzie Lovett's secret. But I'm probably doing that thing again where I get ahead of myself and skip all over the place, which I'm trying to stop doing. So, the beginning. Or, the beginning for me, at least, was when I found out Lizzie Lovett was missing. It happened like this. It was Monday morning, and I needed an excuse to stay home. I was dreading school even more than usual, because the welcome back dance had been on Saturday, and I was probably the only senior at Griffin Mills High School who hadn't gone. And everyone would be talking about it while I sat there thinking, "Wow, I'm a loser." I figured I could pretend to be sick and stay home, and by Tuesday, all the dance story swapping would have died down. Then no one would ask why I hadn't gone, and I wouldn't have to roll my eyes and say, "High school events are so stupid and pointless." And no one would have to nod like they believed me, even though we all knew it was really because...